Move while you're resting and rest while you're moving. So that was a new proverb I came up with today because I was sitting there thinking, I don't really want to frame in this window today. Now, later on tonight, I won't mind doing it, but I need to go ahead and move around in a restful state and do stuff that gets me ready for the work later. Because I put in a floor yesterday and just kind of thought I need to rest today. So the thought came to my mind, I can be moving while I'm resting, because I would just be sitting there, already have the plan in my mind, so I'd be just laying there resting, but I can rest while I'm moving, as long as I don't do nothing too strenuous, you know. And then I thought, well, I was actually moving while I was resting. And also was thinking, when you're doing the job, you can actually rest while you're doing the job because you already figured out how to do it in your mind. So you're just doing the steps. The hard work was done while you were resting because in your mind you set a plan. You set a plan in your mind, so the hard work is already done because all you have to do is just follow through with your plan. Move while you're resting. Go ahead in your mind and go ahead and set the plan. And then when you're doing the job, rest because you've already got the plan. Just follow through with it. You don't have to stress or worry about it. When you have a lot to do, this is my point. This is my point behind this proverb. When you have a lot going on, remodels, a job, a part-time job, uploading videos, building websites, investing, studying different stocks and health stuff, and dealing with renters, dealing with repairs, dealing with life, health, conscious, and getting your tires done, getting your oil changed, going to the doctor. While you go to the doctor, you could be resting and planning and moving while you're at the doctor. You can be setting up a plan while you're at the doctor. While you go to the dentist, you could be thinking about how to do something easier or faster or quicker or more efficient. While you're moving, rest. While you're resting, move. You could say it this way, while you're working, rest. Because while you were resting, you were working. You were working, letting your mind work on a plan while you were resting. And then while you're working, you're just resting because you've already got the plan. You've already set it up in your mind. Move while you rest, rest while you move. Work while you rest. And rest while you work. You understand? You've already set it up in your mind. You've already thought about it. So doing the work is easy. A programmer could apply this. A carpenter could apply this. A woman keeping a house or running a business. You could apply this in any scenario. You've already set the plan in your mind, so you rest. When you do the work. Move while you're resting and rest while you're moving. Rest while you're working and while you're working, rest. Because you've already figured out the easiest, most efficient way to do it. Whether it's going and buy some gloves, whether it's working out in the heat, putting a fan on you, buying you a fan that blows on you while you're working. You're working around mosquitoes, get you a fan and blow it on you. I learned that from my ex-wife. She says, why don't you put a fan out here while you're working? Mosquitoes won't be able to bother you. So I did take away something good from that situation. That was actually a genius idea. And I use it today. I used it yesterday. I used that my whole life. When I was in college, I had some roommates say some stuff. Why don't you do this? And I use it even today. hopefully they learn from me. You know, it's weird, as I saved my ex-wife's life. She went under. We were at the ocean swimming. She went underground, under the water, I mean. And I looked around, she wasn't there. I reached down and grabbed her. She said, "I was drowning. You saved my life." Well, then why wasn't you loyal to? I thought if you save somebody's life, you're supposed to be loyal to them till they die. I thought that was the rule. If I saved your life, why aren't you loyal? If I told you faith alone and Jesus alone saves and you get saved, why aren't you loyal? Why do you turn on the one that saves you, or the one that leads you to the Savior, that is? Why aren't you loyal? The one who saved you and reached in and grabbed you out of the miry clay and the dirt and the mud and under the water and drowned him. Why would you attack the one who actually rescued you? A walking contradiction to me. Some mental problem, I think. It's actually a mental issue. Look, why would somebody rescue you and save you, and then you end up thinking they're your enemy? It don't make sense. There's a comprehension issue. There's an issue with paranoia. It's pretty much what it comes down to.